you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If you're ready for some football, check out the Twitter. It shows a dog tackling this kid going out for a pass. That's pretty cool. Kid goes out for a pass. Dog just clips him with the legs and recovers the fumble. It's out there on Twitter. Check it out. On our Twitter page, actually. Craig Evans with us. We got Sean Astin. Speaking of football, Rudy's calling. He's got a Netflix show coming out, Sean Astin. And also Petey Mack will be here and Mr. Skin, too.
Very nice. We are celebrating International Guitar Month.
All right. This is halfway through April.
So bust out your guitar and celebrate internationally.
I wish I played.
Learn how to play guitar.
Yep.
So there. The identities and personal data.
I think the most accomplished guitar player in this group is probably Puss's daughter.
Yeah, probably.
How old is she?
She's 9.
And she's got a whole collection of guitars yet?
She's got two. Well, she's got an electric and an acoustic, but she can't really play the acoustic because her arms aren't big enough to get around it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little big. The electric's much easier.
Identities and personal data of thousands of people have been published online following an FBI-linked breach. The names, jobs, email addresses of over 23,000 people released last week. More than 1,000 of the email addresses are linked to the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. Some of the identities include people being watched by the FBI.
All right.
So we're looking into that.
Are we?
Yeah, we have to.
Just keep tape over your laptop camera.
That's
don't see your head fucking back and forth. That was a great, that was a weekend
update. I don't see Julius, this ever not stopping.
Yeah.
No, it's going to have to. We are moving to technology, ways of moving data that they are telling us is
every
much
time
more,
they move the data, it's going to leak and leak. And you know what? People don't care.
That is leak-proof.
People put it out there. Nobody cares about privacy. I don't think anybody really cares about privacy.
Oh, they...
With as much crap as they put on the internet.
Well, I think you would care more... You're right, because I know that you have to buy stuff on the internet. So, you know, like the Amazons, the PayPal, your credit card's out there. And you just got to keep an eye on it and see, make sure nobody buys something you don't buy.
Well,
and,
I mean,
if somebody
does,
you just call and they correct it.
What people put up on Facebook.
Oh, that part.
I'm out of town. Hey, I'm out to eat.
Yeah, I don't
I'm here now.
I don't get that.
Hey, I'm here now.
I don't get the I'm out of town or here's I'm checking in from this restaurant in this city. Oh, you're not at the house. You know.
Well, a lot of that is...
No, you have to check in on Facebook.
I know, but...
I don't check
in. People get sucked in by, if you... say you engage Google Maps.
Right.
Then your phone can locate you. And they will ask you, hey, how was that restaurant? Every day on my phone, I get asked, how's the TV station you work at?
Oh, because we sit in the TV building, right.
We work out of a TV building. Yeah. They ask me, how's the TV station?
Yeah. Do you answer honestly?
Yeah.
Mostly I ignore it.
Yeah.
Usually I'll give them a bad review. Usually I'll say, I work there, and they're sucky landlords.
Oh, they're horrible landlords. It's not the people here. It's not their fault.
No. It's not the local people.
No.
But they took our cable.
Took our cable. We got one hopper.
Took our cable.
Yeah.
See, I don't get asked those questions.
Well, it's because you're not
on Facebook.
Yeah. You're not proliferate in the social media. And good for you.
But I never say I'm eating somewhere or I'm checking in from this restaurant. Very rarely do I say I'm out of town. on Facebook. Very rarely.
No, if I do, I'll wait till I get back.
Right. Oh, yes. Yep.
Because that's the only interesting thing I do is I get out of town.
Well, and they say that's the way you're supposed to do it. If you're going to post vacation photos,
do it after the fact.
Do it when you get home.
Right.
Instead of lighting up a giant neon sign that says, come rob my house.
Well, the next time I go to Florida, make sure I avoid this bird there, Craig. Do this story. What the hell, man?
The cassowary?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a couple. I sent you another animal story, too.
I see that.
Yeah. I never knew.
The cassowary is a large flightless bird, mostly closely related to the emu.
Yeah, it doesn't look as tall as an emu.
It's 5 foot.
Oh, it is.
It can be 5 foot, but Craig will do the story first. I'll give you the
Florida man is dead after being attacked by a large bird called a cassowary. Cassowaries are considered the most dangerous bird in the world.
It's a class 2, it says here. Same category as alligators, honey badgers, and a clouded leopard. Class 1s are predators such as lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my.
Large dagger-like claws.
That's pretty hardcore.
Flightless, looking similar to the emu, but incredibly deadly when provoked.
What are they native to?
They are native to New Guinea and Australia.
Okay, so since they can't fly, they got all kinds of other tools where they can kill you.
Run they can up. Swim.
Run up
really?
To, also,
no.
can run up. No, yeah, it can.
Yeah, no, it said they could.
31 miles an hour through dense underbrush, it can run, jump almost 7 feet into the air, and is a skilled swimmer.
There you go.
So that's how that one got here.
So it fends off threats. That's why.
That one's he's a hell of an athlete.
And by the way, the chicks must rule, too, because the guys can be about 120. Chicks can weigh 160.
And it's fine.
So it's, So it's a black chick. No, it's a white chick and a black male. 160. Yeah.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
Killed this dude, right?
75-year-old gentleman who is the owner of the bird and the farm where the incident took place on Friday. Authorities say the incident seems to be accidental because the man was in the vicinity of the bird and then fell. When he fell, the bird, the cassowary, apparently felt threatened and attacked.
And just what, started kicking the hell out of him? Or does it
It's got a hook in the
claws.
Yeah,
so it's got nasty claws.
Did it cut his artery?
Yeah, like
artery?
A 4-inch dagger.
Ugh.
They're kind of pretty. I suppose that's why you'd want them as a pet.
You mean in an awkward sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, but pretty or not, if it could kill me.
They're not. The face looks pretty hardcore. It looks scary as hell, the face. Do you have any on your farm, Puss?
No.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go.
Somebody will know if your mom digs that song.
I haven't asked her about it.
It just says hello. It says hello to your mom. Yeah. Your mom's there all the time.
I haven't asked her
you
about
work
it.
The weekends.
Just going for a visit.
Right.
Don't know if she's heard it. I haven't talked to her about it. Although I will see her this weekend.
You'll see her this weekend?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah, just wave and say hello to his mom.
Probably not going to bring it up.
Probably not unless she does.
Your old man used to listen.
Yeah, he does, but he's retired now, so he doesn't get up as early.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Tell him to check out the podcast.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Peacocks? You got peacocks on the farm?
We didn't, but I did know people who had peacocks.
That would probably be a little less dangerous than this bird.
Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah.
They're kind of noisy.
They're noisy, yeah. They're annoying. Pretty, but noisy and annoying.
Yeah, especially if...
like us.
Yeah, I get that
a lot. Did they destroy the bird?
Except for the pretty part.
Really? No, the bird's just doing what he does.
I know that, but sometimes they still destroy birds because now it's got the taste of human blood.
Right.
No.
Maybe a killer cassowary.
They took it to a cassowary sanctuary.
And he's high-fiving other birds. Yep, kill one of those bitches.
Sometimes when a dog kills a baby or something.
And it does a lot.
They will put that dog down.
Yep.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Yeah, but if
this guy was in his mid-70s.
We try not to expect that from dogs. We do expect it from the cassowary.
Yeah, if that's what they're known for and it did what it's known for, well...
Yeah.
Don't keep it as a pet.
I bet you people that do have them as pets are going to go, maybe not a good idea.
Maybe I shouldn't fall.
Well, no, the people.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's going to be pit bull people.
Yeah.
I love mine. My cassowary would never jag me in the throat with its nails.
It's the owners. It's right. All in how they're raised.
All that.
It's the bird raiser.
This guy was obviously a bad cassowary owner.
Exactly, that'll be happening.
Yeah, it's nature versus nurture.
No, they kill you.
Cassowary, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
It's in his nature to kill you if you fall down.
31 miles an hour through underbrush.
You would
poop yourself through dense underbrush.
Okay, so then, when I saw that particular stat.
Jeez, and jump 7 feet in the air.
When I saw that stat that they can run 31 miles an hour through dense brush.
Right. What can they run?
How fast can they run on a track?
I know. Yeah. That's the obvious question.
They would kick ass at the combine.
On a track with blocks.
With starting blocks.
Yeah. And it could win easily the high hurdle, so it could jump 7 feet.
Yeah.
That's 84-inch vertical right there.
Yep.
Good math.
And the chicks, like I said, they must rule that group because they could be 160. The dudes could be 120.
And at 31 miles an hour, even through the underbrush, how fast do you cover 40 yards? Because I'd like to see that in future combines is guys have to run through underbrush. The 40-yard underbrush dash.
Come out all ripped up.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Well, it does.
Because you don't just necessarily get a free 40-yard dash on the football field during a game.
You have a little interference in front of you, generally.
Generally.
Each three-toed foot has a dagger-like claw. The inner toe has up to 4 inches, 10 centimeters long. The cassowary can slice open any predator or potential threat with a single swift kick.
Do they
slice
even,
it open? Yeah.
I haven't even seen these birds at zoos. Granted, I haven't been to a zoo for a while.
It says according to the San Diego Zoo, so they might be there.
Okay.
Yeah. But they probably don't let you walk around them. What up?
Well, they don't let you walk around most of the animals.
True.
Except for the peacocks.
Pretty bird. Pretty bird. Watch. And you bleed right out.
Working the zoo probably approaches that thing like it would a tiger or a lion.
That's what it's
yeah. Well,
apparently that's what you're supposed to do.
Refusing to fall.
Or keeping your distance. Knowing damn well it could kill you.
Yeah.
How old do they get to be? Does it mention that?
Not in what I saw. No.
Old enough to kill.
Yeah, old enough to kill. That dude got to be 75, by the way. The bird's owner got to be 75. And maybe change, probably.
Probably. More animal news. You'll be thrilled to know.
I always am.
Julian Assange's cat is safe.
Where was Julian Assange's cat? Was it with him?
Pissing all over his little room.
Well, I think they took it away from him a little bit ago.
Craig, you're like this. Michael Keaton shows up as Julian Assange in the cold open of SNL.
Oh, no.
And it was just cool because he's not an SNL guy. He's not one of the old school guys. All of a sudden, you just see this guy walk out. He's in prison along with Lori Loughlin. She's in prison, too. But he just all of a sudden, he's there. And right away, you go, oh, it's Michael Keaton. It's so cool. It's so cool.
Who played Lori Loughlin? Or did she come in and Kate play McKinnon. Herself? That'd be so cool.
Kate McKinnon did, right.
If they came in and made a cameo themselves.
And Pete Davidson as his as he's done before as Michael Avenatti.
Yeah.
Who's in the scene too.
He goes, you paid for, and the actual criminals were Keenan says at point, he goes, you paid $500,000 to get your kid in the USC? She goes, yeah, another couple $100,000 for the tuition or something like that. And he goes, what's your major? And she goes, communications. They all just start laughing. And I went, hey, that's not funny.
Yeah, that one hit a little too close to home.
It is funny.
But I didn't spend that kind of money.
No, a fraction of that for my useless degree.
Yeah. So in a tweet, WikiLeaks confirmed that Assange's cat is safe and said that Assange asked his lawyers to rescue the cat from the embassy in mid-October. The embassy said they were going to take Assange's cat if he didn't take better care of it. WikiLeaks said that Assange and the cat, quote, will be reunited in freedom.
Was that thing just pissing all over the place?
That was it. They showed
like him.
They released some video of Assange in his little. He really had a small room. He was skateboarding in his. They have an upper camera in his room. He's messing with some people. He's got a skateboard there. It's just weird.
Was it still bigger than a jail cell?
Oh, yeah, you'd rather be there.
Then be good.
No, you'd rather be there. You're right.
Don't be a jerk at the embassy then.
A cell phone and a computer, all that.
Ah, you really couldn't tell. There was an overhead shot. They released the video last night. And I saw some right-wingers on Facebook free Julian. I'm thinking, did you know he was wanted for rape, too, by the way, besides all the other crap? Rape? They forgot about that part. They just liked him because he released stuff on Clinton.
Yeah.
That's why they liked him. But they didn't. Obviously, they didn't do a read into the story.
When didn't you, read to the bottom?
When you hashtag free Julian Assange, I'm thinking, oh, you just hate Clinton. You don't understand the story. You guys wanted for rape.
Yeah. Don't free him completely. But his cat.
No, the cat.
Cat's going to be fine.
Good.
We're sad happy, news here.
Happy for the cat.
Sad news here. And I think that we can all agree that America's highest paid CEOs, it is sad news when we learn that they are making a little bit less.
Are they now?
Yeah.
I also saw something that probably won't bring a lot of sadness.
Sacrificing for the greater good, or the company's not making as much money?
No, no. They're still, they're
not making, the greater good, you know, not
instead,
sure.
Instead of getting $10 million, they're getting $11
million. Study from the business development company Equilar shows that the median pay, you take the top and the bottom of America's 100 highest paid CEOs, and then the middle one, that's the median. And they figured out that the median pay for America's 100 highest paid CEOs last year was $15.6 million.
Holy hell.
That is a drop. That's a drop of $100,000 from the previous year. So it went from 15.7 to $15.6 million.
I saw an Onion headline.
Median pay.
It talked about the wealthy.
Now.
It said the wealthy. The wealthy, with the new tax cuts, the wealthier are finding themselves had to take on another sailboat.
Now, to be fair now, despite this drop, Equilar says that the average CEO still made 254 times more money than their average employee. That is a jump of about 8% from the year before.
I know nobody's breaking out a violin for this one either, but I saw a headline that said, I read into it, about the upper middle class is, which nobody's breaking out a violin for, like I said, are struggling. Starting to struggle more. Because the upper middle class is not gaining any more money either. It's just the major rich guys.
So while the CEOs may be making slightly less, we can take solace in the fact that the workers beneath them are also making slightly less?
Not really, but they are still making 254 times more
less
money than the average employee.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is a jump of 8% from the year before.
And it didn't used to be that way, too. Even 30 years ago, the CEOs didn't make that much more.
I mean, right.
Not that many times more. And that is a problem.
No, that keeps.
And you're not going to be a CEO if you're listening to us and you're cheering that.
Exponentially.
You're not going to be one.
And a beautiful little story here out of Westchester, PA.
Happy Eagle fan.
That's why it's a beautiful little story.
Oh, is it beautiful then?
Okay. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful little story. Pennsylvania homeowner has their lawn statue back after it was stolen. Police say that two people who stole the lion statue brought it back with flowers and a letter of apology. Now that's Eagle fan right there.
Oh. See, that's a good story. That's the story. That's
police
it.
Posted that security camera video of the initial theft,
right,
as well as a video of the statue being returned. The homeowner is grateful,
all right,
according to police on the Facebook. So
that
that's
means,
a beautiful thing.
Well, yeah, it was. Some kids stole it, and the parents made them take it back.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is. You did what, you dumbass? You know?
Yeah. Either
that's
that
exactly
or they just didn't
right
want to get busted.
Dad, I can't take it back. Yes, you're taking it back.
That's how you be even more magnanimous is you don't steal it in the first place.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You're right. It's a feel-good story.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, let's pat this burglar on the back. Because
Isn't that cute?
He's a good kid.
Sean Astin. Mr. Skin, Petey Mac, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.